This is the National Daily.
Welcome to May 23rd, 2020, as we bridge the social distance on the National Day calendar. Today, we celebrate luck in all its many forms. More after the break from Anna DeVere.
If you have a reason to celebrate every day, why not share it with the world? Our Celebrate Every Day t-shirts and gear spark conversations wherever they go. And you never know where a good conversation can lead you. Join the Celebration Nation by picking up your own feel-good wear on our website, nationaldaycalendar.com.
The United States first issued a one-cent coin in 1787, which was designed by none other than Benjamin Franklin. On one side, it read, "Mind your business," and the other, "We are one." While today's pennies don't have much street value, finding one on the street is still a symbol of luck that could affect the outcome of your day. If you abide by this superstition, then pick up a penny showing heads. And if it shows tails, flip the coin to heads and leave it for the next person. I'm not sure if this is what Ben Franklin had in mind, but on National Lucky Penny Day, we celebrate the choice to pick up a little luck throughout our day.
And it appears that luck is in the eye of the beholder. Consider the happy accident of saltwater taffy. In 1883, David Bradley of Atlantic City, New Jersey, walked into work to find that his entire supply of taffy had been covered in ocean water when a storm flooded his shop. When a girl walked in that morning and asked to buy taffy, Bradley joked that he only had saltwater taffy. The girl tasted a piece, loved it, and ran down to the beach to tell all her friends about it. And with that, saltwater taffy became a mainstay at candy stores and gift shops everywhere. On National Taffy Day, celebrate the sticky situations turned sweet and thank your lucky stars for that big storm. I wonder if David picked up a penny that morning, Anna.
I don't know, but that was a genius break because I love saltwater
taffy.
Yeah,
me too. I love it.
And tomorrow, it's National Scavenger Hunt Day. Ooh, I bet you're not going to be looking for any escargot or Yucatan shrimp, though.
Yeah, not my favorite, but they're both slow, right? So we should slow down tomorrow.
I don't think shrimp are slow.
No, I don't think that shrimp are slow at all.
You know, if you want to celebrate every day with us, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com.
Anna, heads or tails?